for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Oh,
bones.
Who will give us the word?
I want the word. I want the word.
Where are the words?
Who will give us the word?
Who will give us the words?
Who will give us the words?
Who will give us the words? The words!
Honey, I'm home. Honey, I'm home. Sweetheart, Bev, sweetheart, dinner in the oven. Well, you obviously can't hear me. I'll just have to come.
Keats, wait!
Oh, God! Oh, Christ! Barton?
Just wait a second.
What the heck are you...
I came here, tonight.
Why are you... You have blood.
I need you to stay calm and listen to what I have to say.
Why are you covered... Calm? Why are you covered in blood, Barton? You... What's with the gun?
I came here tonight to talk to you.
Where's my wife?
Just to talk to you.
Talk? With your service pistol?
Your door was open when I got here. It was open. It was already. I couldn't do anything.
My baby?
It was too late. They had been this way.
They?
For hours, Keats.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. No.
Stay. Don't come up here.
Oh, no. No.
Whoa. Whoa.
What did you do?
Hey, I'm not the one. I'm not the guy.
You... Where's my wife?
This looks terrible, Keats. I know it does. You have to believe me.
Pick it up. Pick it up. Pick it up.
Listen very carefully.
You pick it up!
Keats, if you don't, you will be killing it!
Get the door, please.
Christ!
Get the door, please. Would you look at that? Someone on payroll who actually does his job. Are you going to just stand there in the doorway? Bring the ledger here already! This is
good. This is really good.
Thank you, sir.
So, are we all tied up, or are things still a bit messy?
Everything's been tied up in a neat red bow.
Blood red?
Very.
Amazing. You got some ice running through those veins, Gans. I like it.
Would you like to know how this all wraps up?
Just spare me the details, kid. I trust you more right now than I trust my Nona.
As long as you know just how helpful I can be, sir.
You're a good boy, Gans. I think I can see your role expanding very soon.
There might still be a root beer left in the icebox. If there's two, will you bring me one? I want to share one with you.
Well? Can't you give me more than that?
He's alive. Please, stop fiddling with it.
Yes, and...
I don't know, this is weird.
My husband is not weird.
Fine. His condition, due to what I will assume is no fault of his own, is flat out Looney Tunes. His condition is cuckoo, bizarre.
Joseph.
Otherworldly.
Pipe it, lady.
Well, you're losing sight.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
I want to help him. I just don't know how.
Thank you for choosing K-POW.
K-POW is back up.
Should we try to get him to a hospital?
It's not safe on the streets right now with the riots and all.
We know you have many choices along the
many choices along the radio dial.
What do we do then? We can't leave him like this.
The good news is he seems stable. All his vitals are very normal.
You all should stay here for at least a little longer. Maybe through the night. See how things look in the morning?
Is there room?
Sure. You're all welcome.
Housed inside your skull cabin. Housed inside your skull cabin. Ready to remove those tinfoil caps and bathe?
Is that part of the show?
No.
What's the frequency? What's the frequency? I am broadcasting to you in hopes of building the bridge for my safe return. I am broadcasting to you in hopes on building the bridge for my safe return. I am broadcasting to you in hopes on returning.
I know that. We know that voice.
On building the bridge for my safe return.
It's the same one from the tape.
Wait, what tape?
My trail of breadcrumbs have vanished. My trail of breadcrumbs have vanished. My trail of breadcrumbs have vanished. Likely eaten by the creatures in this forest. Likely eaten by the creatures in this forest. Likely eaten by the creatures in this forest.
The body!
Joe!
We all heard, saw that.
The forest is overgrown and thick with noise. It can be blindingly bright while being a vortex of darkness. It can be blindingly bright while being a vortex of darkness. It is Alpha and Omega. 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 I'm Alpha and Omega. I am Alpha and Omega. I am Alpha and Omega. I am Alpha and Omega.
Shut it off! Okay. Let's all take a moment to discuss what may or may not have actually just happened. Archie, you go first.
I don't know, it was like vibrating, his voice was coming out of the radio, it was crazy.
Good morning. Well, no.
Oh.
Afternoon it is.
Ouch. Troubles?
Yes, Wid?
My side really hurts.
I'm sorry, Wid.
Bad. How long have I been laid up?
Almost 48 hours. You've been in and out.
2 days. Phew. I never sleep that long. Whose room are we in?
Lillian's. Needed to get you patched up, and she's someone we can trust.
You look terrible.
It's been a hard week or so.
Have you gotten any sleep?
Some.
Troubles. Have you even stepped out of this room?
What for? There's a master bath right there. Lil, Archie, Trudy and Carmen pop in from time to time and check in. They bring in food. We may never actually have to leave.
Ouch! Ow! Don't do that! Hurts! I told you! Can't even laugh. Ow. What?
You had me worried there, kid.
Ah, what's a little tiny bullet, anyways? I'm fine.
Yes, right.
Good as new. In one side, out the other.
Right. Some silly, puny bullet can't stop you.
Right.
No way.
Woo, damn right.
4 bullets couldn't take down old Wid.
Wait, let's not take it too far now.
Probably right about that.
There she is. I thought I heard you two talking in here.
See, Lil? It wasn't necessary to amputate.
Amputate? What? No.
Can I speak to you in the hallway for a brief moment?
Hold tight, Wid. I think she's gonna make it.
We have a situation downstairs concerning your client and her husband.
Oh. Is he dead?
No.
Is he awake?
No.
What other situation could it be? Is it naked stuff? Are they doing naked things down there?
He's vibrating.
Oh, wow. Send Mrs. L's my heartfelt congratulations.
Are you always this difficult to have a conversation with?
All the time.
Private conversation, Wid. Poor form.
So, what do you mean he's vibrating?
This may not be the time to have a birds and bees conversation.
His body reacted to the radio, the voice that's been interrupting the Love, Honor, and Decay broadcast.
And that's not normal? Right?
No.
Wid, but I like it. Okay, let's take a look.
Maybe you should be lying down. Tell her she needs to rest.
You should really be resting.
Nah.
She refused.
Let's go see the other patient, shall we? But can someone help me down the stairs first?
Record, I now use more of like a slight reverb dampy thing, and if you want me to do that, I can. It's just my new setup. It's this way because it's just much easier. I can explain later.
To my dearest Moira, in my efforts to right the wrongs of our past and start anew, I have failed you. As the man we believed me to be, I have not measured up. Odd.
Did you call for me?
Yes, son.
What was it?
What was what?
That you called me for.
No, my sweet boy. I didn't call for you.
Oh.
I didn't even know that you were here.
I am. I'm always here.
Always? Thankfully. Would you care to join me? Come. Oh, give me a hug. Would you care to join me? I was just writing your mother a letter.
That's okay. I'll leave you to it, then.
Till dinner time, my sweet pea. All right. Back to my letter. It pains me to inform you of this, Moira, even though we no longer share the same world. The man you knew hoped me to be was but an illusion, a projection of a desired affectation. I am not that man. I am not a man at all.
Did you knock?
Did I knock?
Yes.
For what purpose?
I thought I had heard...
Dear?
To... Maybe you want it inside.
But I'm already here, inside.
You are inside.
I'm inside.
You are inside.
I'm inside.
Then...
I'm inside.
So you hadn't knocked, then?
No.
And then...
Oh.
So you...
Oh, oh.
Maybe you'd called for me?
No, my sweet boy. No, no, I didn't knock.
Do you need me here?
That's unnecessary. I'm...
Oh. Good. I'm glad. Well, when you're ready then, I'll go get you back inside in no time.
I'm already here inside.
Bye.
I am but a beast. A beast that speaks like a man, who dines with a knife and fork, one who must have shed his fur in favor of a three-piece suit. I'm not a man at all. A man would not be writing this letter to you, but typing it on a god's typewriter. An instrument of great capabilities. Something so...
How beautiful.
What?
Oh. How romantic.
Hello?
From the moment I heard your poetic words...
Hello?
I knew I just had to say something.
Hello?
Down here.
Where's that coming from?
On your desk. Down here.
Where are you? Where is that voice coming from?
Broadcasting to you from this funny little box.
That appears to be the case.
Would you be a dear and get the door, please?
The door?
Please.
Has someone told you that they're at the door?
If that makes more sense to you, then yes. Someone told me they were at the door.
My apologies. I am not taking callers at the moment.
Oh, Douglas, must you vex me in this way?
I must. There's no other option.
You have an important guest waiting at the door. You do remember your manners.
Man or beast?
You are most certainly a beast.
Man or beast.
But even beasts carry on with a certain etiquette. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. I believe you're making quite a bit of sense.
Then be a dear. Unlock the door. Your guest is here.
What?
Wow.
Am I looking at here?
That is a communication device.
But it's a person.
Yes, correct.
My! Oh my! This is so weird!
He has wires coming out of him.
Yes, yes he does.
And
I can't
a microphone.
This.
Necessary to make contact with the voice transmitting on the K-POW frequency.
Wow.
You're okay with this?
I didn't see any other way to make contact with the voice.
No. No other way.
There is an obvious connection.
Oh, completely, yes. Obvious.
Once we realized the connection between the voice and Joseph, it was a matter of making some logistical jumps to come to the best solution for the problem.
This is an impressive logistical jump you made here, Archie.
How did you guys do this?
Well, with Lil's understanding of physiology and with my knowledge of electronics, I think we did a workable job.
So, you've turned a catatonic man into a radio in hopes of communicating with a mysterious voice that's been ruining a popular radio serial. We may have leapt far, far away from anything logistical.
You know, not much different than the Dick Tracy watch I made.
And why not? Do you know how many people are in vegetable states? If you turned everyone into a radio, then you could do an amusement park of radio people! Sorry. As you were saying?
So, what now?
We were hoping that you could give it a try.
Me?
You have to do it, Troubles!
Once I plug in the power source, the amplifier feeds into the body here. You put these earphones on. Then all you need to do is press the button down here on the microphone and begin speaking. You let go to let the voice respond and press back down to speak again. Understand?
No, but at least the mechanics are clear.
Take a seat. When you're ready, I'll plug him in and we'll see if it works.
For a woman of a certain sophistication, only one brand of cigarettes is blazing a new frontier for expecting mothers. From Spishak, the makers of Infield No. 2 cigarettes, comes Twilight Toasties, the only prenatal cigarette on the market. A cigarette so effective, your fetus just may decide that it doesn't need the full 9 months to ready. That's how healthy and strong it will be. Don't believe us? Perhaps you'll believe these satisfied customers.
At first, my husband and I thought the baby hated me. He wouldn't just kick, he would actually jab me in various organs. Anything his little talons could reach. I just couldn't get any rest. Soon, dark circles settled around my eyes. It was getting hard for people to look at me. When our doctor told us that the baby wasn't getting the right nutrients from our generic prenatal cigarettes, we turned to Twilight Toasties. Now the baby is so quiet, I barely know he's there. Giving me a full half a day's rest every night. Thank you, Twilight Toasties.
Don't believe us? Perhaps you'll believe these satisfied customers.
What did you do?
Don't believe us? Perhaps you'll believe these satisfied customers.
In today's modern world, the modern woman needs to be one step ahead of the field. During my pregnancy, I found myself gaining ungodly amounts of weight. I could sense my husband's eye begin to wander. Oh, who could blame him? Before my weight gain, I was a cut above the rest, the most modern of modern women. With the help of Spishak's Twilight Toasties, I was able to shed most of my weight gain. By the time the baby was removed from inside of me, it was only another week till I looked like my old self again. Thank you, Spishak, for helping this woman and many others keep their family together.
Don't believe us?
Don't believe us?
Perhaps you'll believe these satisfied customers.
I was sick. For the longest time, we didn't know what it could be. The doctors told us the baby was perfectly healthy, but I'd likely be dead in a month. The baby was due in 3. It's a mother to do. After I was brought to their science division, the fine men of Spishak were contacted by my doctor. They informed me that the baby was stealing my life force. Though they couldn't rule out that the baby wasn't doing this maliciously, I was assured that the likelihood was statistically low. We were so relieved! After many tests, they prescribed me 2 packs a day of Twilight Toasties as a way of weaning the baby off my life force and onto something less hazardous to my health. It's cigarette smoke, packed with all the vitamins we both would need. Spishak's science division is among the most intelligent, kindest, thoughtful man this country has ever produced, knowing better than anyone what's best for women and their needs. They also prescribed Age Begone's new advanced formula. Now, after giving birth, we won't have to wait so long before getting back up on that horse and giving our baby a playmate.
Spishak, the makers of America's most popular brand cigarettes, Infield Number 2. And now the makers of that very thing that will keep your life from spiraling out of control. And now the makers of that very thing that will keep your life from spiraling. And now the makers. And now the makers of that very thing that will. And now the makers of that very thing that will keep your life from spiraling out of control. Twilight Toasties, cigarettes by Spishak, leading the way to America's future. Twilight Toasties, cigarettes by Spishak, leading the way to America's future.
Twilight Toasties, cigarettes by Spishak, leading the way to America's future. Twilight Toasties, cigarettes by Spishak, leading the way to America's future.
Twilight Toasties, cigarettes by Spishak, leading the way to America's future.
Were you waiting long?
Just a short while.
Forgive my rudeness.
No bother.
Welcome. Come in, please.
What a lovely home.
Follow me. We can talk in the study.
Sure thing.
Here we are. Make yourself at home.
Thank you. You're very kind.
Father? Who is... Did you call?
Oh, Alistair, you're still here. Come, we have a guest.
Oh.
Hello.
A friend?
He seems friendly enough. Let's not make any assumptions just yet, though.
May I sit?
Please. Can I offer you anything?
No, thank you. I couldn't.
Well, I hope you don't mind if I pour myself some tea.
May I have some tea?
Without a doubt.
Oh, go right ahead. I meant what I said there about you being kind.
Or?
I've never been invited into someone's home before.
Really?
Me either.
Yes, yes. Most people can be quite short when it comes to speaking with a stranger who has just showed up at their door unannounced, wanting to talk about a higher power.
How rude. I, personally, am very happy you're here.
Do you subscribe to a particular belief, Mr.
Kowalski. You can call me Doug.
Mr. Kowalski, do you believe in the Lord? They who is our savior and protector?
I'd like to believe.
I can't say that I've ever felt the need to believe.
Until now, of course.
Yay!
You reached out to me for a reason, sir. You reached out to be saved.
I believe you to be correct, in a way. I'm sorry, what's your name again?
How rude of me. Narrator.
Wonderful, wonderful to meet your acquaintance, Mr. Narrator.
I'm Alistair.
Hello, I'm Narrator. The.
What a peculiar last name you have.
Oh, it's quite old.
I find old things to be so much more interesting than new. Don't you?
Like the word of our Lord.
Mm-hmm. Or like this house, for example. This house has been in the family for generations. You have just seen the tip of the iceberg here in the study. I would love to show you some more. It's large and it's intricate. The finest craftsmen in the whole world have worked on this house. It has secrets within secrets within secrets within secrets within secrets within secrets.
Sounds terrifying.
Nonsense. Secrets are life, and life is mysterious. Mystery is wonder, and wonder is the sensation of dipping your toes outside of your own reality. Confusion is being pushed.
Of course, the word of the Lord really does explain all the mystery.
Did you know that my great-great-grandfather built a room? I think that you'll find this interesting. Being a man of faith yourself, he built a room for the purpose of worship.
I didn't. I wouldn't. I wouldn't know that.
I knew that.
You wouldn't like to see this room for worship, would you, Mr. Narrator?
Certainly.
Follow me. We'll talk along the way.
Would it be all right if I came along?
Of course, my dear.
Will we be talking about our Lord, Savior, and Protector? Or will it be more house stuff?
Come this way. Watch your step there.
Wow.
Come.
Gothic.
Quickly. After you, sir.
It's awfully dark in here.
Apologies. Let me take care of that.
Mr. Kowalski?
Yes?
It seems that you have locked me inside this room.
Perhaps.
Will you be letting me out soon? So, there is a typewriter here atop this table, along with a large stack of paper, and a chair for me to sit in.
Use the seat as one would.
Am I to use the typewriter as well?
Feed the paper through the typewriter, please.
How are you doing this? Is this a trick typewriter? I believe it's done.
What does it say?
It says, what's the frequency? Second draft.
Feed it another.
Am I the only one who finds this scenario slightly disconcerting?
Can I go next?
Ready?
As ever.
You're good to go.
Hello. I'm broadcasting this message in hopes of speaking to the mysterious voice that keeps interrupting everyone's favorite radio serial. Are you receiving this message? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
No, but at least the mechanics are clear.
Are you receiving this message?
Are you receiving this message?
Are you receiving this message?
Hello?
Are you receiving this message?
What now?
Are you receiving this message?
Walter,
can you hear me? Walter?
Listen very carefully. I have left far, far away from anything logistical.
Question. The mountain whispered.
I don't think he's in there.
What's the frequency, Whitney? What's the frequency? What's the frequency? What's the frequency, Whitney?
Walter, can you hear me?
What's
Walter, I've
the frequency?
Walter, I have been lost. Walter, I have been lost. Walter, I have been lost. Displaced, if you will. Displaced, if you will. The forest is thick with noise. The forest is thick with noise. The forest is thick with noise. I cannot see or feel my hands. I cannot see or feel my hands, my face, my lips. I feel nothing. I hear everything. We must find a way. You and I must find that way together. You and I must find that way together. Reunite me with my wife. Reunite me with my wife.
Receive this message. You need to guide me back. But first, we must find the frequency. What's the frequency, Walter?
What's the frequency, Walter?
What is the frequency, Walter?
What's the frequency?
The frequency.
Reached out to help the nearest person. That was a whispered. Whispering there.
What's the frequency?
No, that wasn't the question.
What's the frequency?
The mountain whispered.
What's the frequency?
What's the frequency, Whitney?
What's the frequency?
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 What's the frequency? What's the frequency, Whitney?
What's the frequency?
What's the frequency? What's the frequency? What's the frequency?
What's the frequency?
What's
the frequency?
Unplug the machine. Walter!
Troubles! You okay?
Whitney, you may need to give him a little space.
Hey! Hey! You okay?
The mountain's had arms.
Can someone get him some water or something?
And those arms reached out and hugged the nearest person. And whispered.
What are you saying?
In their ear.
I don't understand.
No. No.
That
wasn't the question. The mountain whispered.
I don't understand what you're saying. It doesn't make any sense.
What's the frequency, Whitney?
The what?
What's the frequency? What's the frequency?
Oh, Christ! Someone hold him down!
Mix, calm down!
Trouble!
What's the frequency, Whitney?
Choking! Trouble!
What's the frequency?
I don't think he's in there.
Let go of her, Walter, let go.
It's like they're empty.
Lil, you okay?
My God, he's going to kill her.
He's choking! Stop! Trouble! Stop!
Stand back, people!
Trouble!
Okay, yeah, I hear you. Cool, some think about it. Genuinely, I really like this song. Get it turned up. Okay.
What's the frequency is written and created by James Levo.
Okay.
Production and sound design by Alexander Banner. What's the Frequency's theme music, composed by Kurt C. Nilsson.
I can do anything.
Additional music provided by Think About It.
Think about it. Go on and think about it.
You can find more of their music via Reverb Nation at www.reverbnation.com/thinkaboutit. As always, I'm James Olivo.
James.
Till next time.
James.
What is that? What is it?
Can I sleep now? Can I sleep?
Okay. Sure.
Now?
No, well.
I am fading. I am.
What is this?
Fading.
It's a little weird.
You.
Oh, me now.
You are fading.
Ah.
Should have accepted the offer of tea. I sure hope they've left me enough paper to... Excuse me, can someone please put the lights back on? It will be very difficult to complete this task without sufficient lighting. Hello? Hello? Is there... somebody... here. Hello. Are you okay? I'm the narrator. And you are?
Barton. Barton Wu.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.